Sam. Absolute scenes at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Wild celebrations turning to pure devastation in the space of minutes.
Alex, it was genuinely painful to watch. And I say that as someone with no Spurs allegiance whatsoever.
That late Brighton equaliser, 2-2, and Spurs still without a league win since December. That is a relegation battle now, no question.
No question at all. De Zerbi saying they deserve to win almost makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, but deserving to win and actually winning are very different things when you're down that end of the table.
Mate, that is the whole problem. They keep performing just well enough to feel hard done by.
And the Porro situation. Ashley Williams was right. The attacking output is brilliant, but defensively he is leaving them exposed constantly.
Hang on, though. You cannot pin this on Porro alone. The whole defensive structure is shambolic.
Oh, absolutely. It is a collective failure. But when you are fighting relegation, your right back cannot be a liability at the back.
De Zerbi needs to find a solution fast, his own words, and he is not wrong.
The clock is ticking, quite frankly. And those fans going from singing to sobbing tells you everything about where this club is right now.
Heartbreaking scenes, genuinely. Right. Let us talk Chelsea, because that is a whole other disaster unfolding.
Protests outside Stamford Bridge, Rosenier admitting it is a mountain to climb. Where do you even start with this lot?
You start with the fact that Manchester United, of all teams, came to Stamford Bridge and won 1-0 comfortably.
Carrick's United, mind you, not exactly the treble winners, and yet Chelsea could not live with them.
That is the most damning part. United are not setting the world alight, but they were miles better than Chelsea on the day.
Rosenier seems like a decent man and a decent coach. But decent is not going to cut it when your campaign is unravelling like this.
No. Decent is fine in mid-table, but Chelsea's owners expect European football and they are nowhere near it.
The protests tell you the fan base has had enough. And honestly, can you blame them after the money that has been spent?
Hundreds of millions, and they are losing home games to a side managed by a former holding midfielder, quite frankly.
Mate, that is a bit harsh on Carrick. He has done a remarkable job quietly getting United back into the conversation.
Fair point. 10 points clear of sixth now, Champions League is genuinely on, and nobody really saw this coming, did they?
The doubters were loud a few months ago. Carrick too inexperienced, too quiet, not the right profile. And he has just got on with it.
That is exactly it. He has parked the ego, trusted the process, and his players are running through walls for him.
Not getting carried away, he says, which is exactly what a manager who is quietly very confident says, isn't it?
Ha, classic gaffer speak that. We take it one game at a time while secretly eyeing the Champions League draw.
United back in Europe's top competition would be a proper story. And Carrick would deserve enormous credit for that.
Enormous credit, yeah. Right, Scotland, Hampden, Celtic versus St Mirren in the cup final. Fancy an upset.
St Mirren pulled it off earlier in the season, so there is precedent. But Celtic at Hampden is a different proposition entirely.
Different proposition is right. Celtic will have learned their lesson. They will not be caught cold twice by the same side.
Although that is exactly what St Mirren are banking on. Celtic being too confident, too comfortable, and nicking it again.
Look, I love an underdog story, but Celtic's squad depth and experience at that ground makes this very hard for St Mirren.
Agreed. But 4 months ago, everyone said the same thing, and St Mirren had the last laugh, so never say never.
Never say never in football, especially in cup finals, especially at Hampden. It is why we watch.
Beautifully put. Now, quickly, EFL, Coventry and Lampard, Sam Parkin raising the question of whether they can keep him.
Lampard at Coventry has been a genuinely interesting subplot this season. He has them playing with real belief and structure.
The worry is always that a good run attracts bigger clubs. And Lampard has unfinished business at the top level, hasn't he?
He does, but there is something to be said for a project, for building something, rather than chasing the next fire to put out.
Coventry fans will be desperate to keep him. And if he gets them promoted, that conversation gets very complicated very quickly.
Very complicated. Right, Wales women, Rhiann Wilkinson, please, despite a below-par performance in Albania, a win is a win.
Absolutely, a win is a win in World Cup qualifying. Grinding out results when you are not at your best is a sign of maturity.
That is exactly the mentality you need. The big teams do not always play well, but they find a way, and Wales found a way.
Wilkinson building something real there, and the Northern Ireland men impressing under McArdle too. Two wins from two against Malta.
Early days, but the signs are positive. New manager bounce, or something more sustainable. We will find out soon enough.
We will indeed. Right, that is your lot from us for today. What a weekend of football. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheers, everyone. See you next time.